I'm going to share my screen here. Hopefully I can do this properly.
There we go.
Does that work out okay, Ruby?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Title of my sermon this morning is No More Business as Usual.
今天我讲到的题目是不再是一切如常。
And we'll be looking specifically at these two verses that we read this morning from Romans chapter 10.
我们就是特别要看我们刚才读的经文罗马书十章九到十节。
Last month was the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II.
上个月是第二次世界大战结束75周年纪念。
But the beginning of the war for the United States took place on December 7th, 1941.
1941年12月7号的时候美国加入世界大战第二次世界大战。
The Japanese Empire attacked the naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii without any warning at all.
日本帝国他们就是毫无预告就突然攻击美国在夏威夷的珍珠港。
And in the 79 years that have elapsed since we saw that attack happen, there's been a lot of analysis of should it have happened?
在过去的很多年有很多分析觉得说这个事情不应该发生。
And many historians believe that it either could have been prevented or at least been significantly reduced in terms of the amount of damage had people not been going about business as usual.
一些历史学家认为这个事件应该是可以避免的，至少也可以减轻所受的损伤。那如果大家不是说就是好像觉得说一切照常的那种心态，抱着那种心态。
Early that morning, a radar station, an early warning radar station north of Hawaii, saw planes beginning to head towards the naval base there at Pearl Harbor.
那天珍珠港事件那天早上，他们在那个夏威夷北边的雷达站，他们有看见飞机好像是往这边飞。
Radar was relatively new at that time, and the technicians that were on duty were relatively inexperienced.
那时候雷达还是一个新的技术，那个科技员在雷达站的科技员也没有太多的经验。
They saw planes approaching, and they reported it to their commanding officer.
他们看见有飞机逼近，他们就向他们的长官报告。
And the commanding officer looked at his day chart and saw that there were supposed to be some planes arriving into Hawaii from California.
那个长官呢看到他每天的这个记录就预期说今天应该是从加州有飞机要来到夏威夷。
So they just assumed it was business as usual.
所以他们就认为这就是例行公事啊，就是没有什么特别的。
The problem was they were only supposed to be receiving six bombers from the United States there, and this was mass numbers of smaller planes.
问题是他们本来是预期要从美国飞来六架轰炸机，但是现在来的飞机是比较小的战斗机，而且是数量非常多。
Had they reported ahead that there was an unusual number of amount of air activity approaching the island, perhaps they might have gone on to alert and been able to repel part of the attack.
如果他们能够早一点警醒报告说有这么多的飞机来往这边飞，也许他们就可以预防这次的灾难。
But for them, it was just business as usual, and they didn't bother to go ahead and report it.
然而在雷达站的这些人，他们就觉得是一切照常，他们根本不屑于去报告有飞机来的事情。
And so the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor succeeded.
所以日本这个空军攻击珍珠港就非常成功。
Business as usual is something which most of us are involved in on a daily basis.
我们常常每天就是觉得好像一切照常。
We have our schedules. We go about life day after day as if there was not going to be any real big surprises or changes.
我们每天都照着我们的这个形式表来工作，好像觉得每天都是差不多一样的。
Business as usual was taking place when the COVID virus first made its appearance.
在这个新冠肺炎这个传染的时候，我们一开始好像也是这样子。
There were a few doctors that were aware that something was happening, and they began to report to superiors that something was wrong, and yet no one listened to them.
在一开始这个新的病毒侵犯的人体的时候，有人感染，那有一些医生发现，他们向他们的上级报告。
The World Health Organization thought it was nothing.
但是这些公共卫生的机构觉得这个没什么大不了的。
The American Center for Disease Prevention didn't really consider it to be a very serious thing.
美国的疾病预防控制中心也认为这不是一个很严重的事情。
And because people just thought it was more business as usual, we wound up with a worldwide pandemic.
因为大家一开始都掉以轻心了，觉得这没有什么特别大不了的，结果造成了一个全球性大规模的传染病。
How is that for us as a church?
那这对我们确实而言是怎样呢？
We weren't really prepared for this pandemic either, were we?
我们教会其实也并没有真正预期或预备这个新冠肺炎的来临。
One Sunday we're able to gather together and to worship and to praise, and then all of a sudden the next Sunday we are shut down completely.
在某一个礼拜天，我们还是照常大家一起聚会，主日崇拜。但是在下一个礼拜的时候，我们就不能再到教会里去聚集了，去敬拜了。
In some ways, both Pearl Harbor and COVID remind us that as Christians, we should not be just going about business as usual.
我们从珍珠港事变还有新冠肺炎的蔓延提醒我们，我们作为基督徒不应该凡事就是觉得一切照常一切。
As Christians, we have a much higher calling.
我们身为基督徒，我们有更高的呼召。
We are called to serve the King of Kings.
我们是被神呼召来服侍那位至高的君王。
And so as we look this morning at Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, I want us to focus on four words that will help us to clarify what it really means to be a Christian.
今天我们来看罗马书第十章第九到十节的时候，我觉得有四个词可以帮助我们，让我们可以更清楚地知道我们基督徒的身为基督徒的实质意义跟地位。
I'm going to read our passage again just to make sure it's fresh in our minds.
我再来把这段经文读一遍，让我们再加强一下印象。
And you'll see that the four words in this slide are highlighted that we're going to focus on.
你们可以看见在这个这段经文里面有加强的字，就是我们要有红色的字，就是我们所要特别来探讨的。
So if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
And before we move into those four words too, I want to read one more passage of scripture just to make sure that people understand the importance of this.
在我们进一步讨论以上经文的几个重要字典字词，我想再跟大家读一段经文。
And so keep this passage also in mind as we work our way through these words today.
请大家把这一段现在打出来的这一段经文放在心里，当我们今天的探讨的时候都记住这一段经文。
For it is by grace you are saved, have been saved through faith, And this not from yourselves, it's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do.
你们得救本是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
The first word that we want to look at this morning is the word Lord.
今天我们要看罗马书这段经文第一个重要的字就是主这个字。
And the word in the Greek language of the New Testament is Kyrios.
这个字在希腊文就是 Kyrios.
Now, Kyrios is an interesting word because it can sometimes just be translated as sir or like mister.
这个希腊文这个字是很有意思，它有时候就是翻译成为先生。
But most of the time when we see it refer to Jesus, it refers to him as king.
然而，当这个字用来指耶稣的时候，它的意义是指国王。
Before the crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus was usually referred to by his disciples as teacher or rabbi.
在耶稣被钉十字架以前，他的门徒们追随者都是称他为老师，拉比。
But afterwards, he's referred to most often as Kyrios or Lord.
但是在主耶稣十字架牺牲复活以后，那圣经里面都是称他为 Kyrios 这个字，就是主的意思。
And this is really important for us because if you go back and look at the Old Testament, when the Old Testament was translated from Hebrew into Greek, they make a very important adjustment.
这个很重要，因为我们也可以看到旧约，圣经的旧约，当旧约从希伯来文被翻译成为希腊文的时候，我们会看到这个字。
The word that's used in Hebrew for God is translated over 6,000 times in the translation of the Old Testament to Kyrios.
在旧约希伯来文里面，指的是神这个字，在翻译成新这个希腊文的时候，有在那个七十世译本里面有6000次都是用的 Kyrios 主这个字。
And this is probably the most important thing that we can understand from this passage that we're looking at this morning in Romans 10.
今天我们看这段经文的时候，这可能是最重要的一个概念。
Paul says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若认耶稣基督是主，相信神从使他从死里复活，你就得救。
He doesn't say if you confess with Jesus with your mouth as Savior, he says Lord.
这里并没有说你认耶稣基督是你的救主，而说耶稣基督是你的主。
And so when Jesus becomes a person's Lord, he simultaneously becomes the person's Savior.
当耶稣基督成为一个人的主的时候，同时他也成为这个人的救主。
Or perhaps it's better said that only when Jesus becomes a person's Lord does he become a person's Savior.
或者我们可以这样说，只有唯有耶稣基督是一个人的主的时候，他也是这个人的救主。
I think everybody knows what a king is.
我想大家都了解一个君王是什么意思。
The king of a country basically owns everything.
一个国家的君王基本上他就是拥有这个国家一切。
He demands exclusive and complete allegiance.
他要求他的属下要有独一而且完全的效忠。
And those who do not give complete allegiance to the king are in a lot of trouble.
一个君王的下属如果不能对这位国王完全效忠的话，那他就麻烦大了。
And that's one of the reasons why that the early church was persecuted the way that it was by Rome.
这可也是早期教会被罗马帝国迫害的原因之一。
Because the confession for Christians was Jesus is Lord.
因为基督徒, 是承认耶稣基督是主。
And yet Rome says only Caesar is Lord.
然而罗马帝国说唯有凯撒, 皇帝是主。
And so it created incredible conflict between the worldview of the church and of the empire.
所以这就造成了教会跟罗马帝国的世界观是不同的，彼此冲突。
And the early church was willing to pay the penalty for proclaiming the lordship of Christ.
早期教会是愿意付上代价来承认耶稣基督是主。
When a person became a Christian, it was something that they recognized was going to be very costly to them.
当一个人成为基督徒的时候, 他所付的代价是相当大的。
When a person becomes a follower of Jesus, they leave the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, and become citizens of the kingdom of God.
当一个人信主成为基督徒, 他就脱离了撒旦的黑暗权势黑暗国度, 而进入, 神的国度。
That kingdom is not of this world, Jesus says.
主耶稣说, 我的国不属这世界。
And it's possible to live in this world as a good citizen of the country in which you live and still have Jesus as your Lord.
然而这是可能的,你可以在这个世界上活在你的国家里面做一个好公民,同时主耶稣是你的主。
But the Christian's first responsibility is to Jesus as King.
基督徒最优先的一个责任就是要以耶稣基督为君王。
And if we begin to understand this concept of the Lordship of Christ and live that, we will not be living business as usual.
我们如果了解神是我们的主,我们有这个概念的话,我们就不会再很稀松平常的来度日子。
The second word that is important in this passage that will help us to understand this business as usual concept is the word believe.
第二个关键词在这段经文里面来帮助我们了解这个不，我们信主就不再是一切照常，那个字就是相信。Usually,
in English anyway, when people hear the word believe, they think it's just an intellectual thing.
在英文里面，当我们听到相信 believe 这个字，我们就觉得好像这是一个头脑智力上面的事情。You
can observe anything that you want and recognize the reality of that and believe that it's true, but it doesn't make any difference to your life.
你可以观察一些事情，然后在头脑上相信这是事实，然而却跟你的生活毫不相干，毫无影响。
The word biblically, though, has more of a characteristic of trust to it.
然而,相信这个字,圣经的意义来讲,是远超过这个意义,它是包括有信任的意思。So
when we trust, we place our entire, we're willing to put our entire lives on the line for what that we believe.
当我们信任的时候,我们愿意把我们的生活全然投入在我们所相信的事情或人上。
And that's the mechanism by which we are saved.
也就是要借着这个机制,我们能够得救。In
verse 10, it says, For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified.
因为第十节说,你们心里相信,那你就必称义。In
verse 9 says, If you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
第九节说,你如果相信神叫耶稣从死里复活,你就必得救。
So when it's talking about, again, the idea of a heart is not just a place where our emotions ride, but in the biblical languages gives a picture of the whole inner person.
我们讲到心里相信心的时候,并不只是说是各种情绪的所在,而在圣经里是讲整个我们内在的全人。
So the best way I can illustrate this is a story my grandmother told me years ago.
我想来用我的奶奶很多年前告诉我的一个故事来解释这个概念。My
grandmother was born in 1903.
我的祖母是1903年出生的。The
airplane was a new invention.
飞机那时候是一个新的发明。
And by the time my grandmother was a teenager, they were, flying planes at fairly high altitudes. And you can see a picture of one of those that I put on the slide.
当我的祖母是一个青少年的青年人十几岁的时候他们有坐那个飞机飞到一些高的地方你可以看到这个照片。
These airplanes, were open cockpits, so you were sitting right out in the air.
你可以看到早期的飞机是那个机舱是开放式的。
And, generally they had two seats, so it was possible for more than one person to be in it at a time.
你可以看到一般都只有两个座位。
So my grandmother had a boyfriend who invited her to go flying with him one time.
我的祖母有一个男朋友邀请她他们两个一起去搭飞机。
Maybe it was something about the boyfriend that made her want to do it, but my grandmother actually went flying in an open cockpit biplane.
这个可能是她这个男朋友喜欢做的事情。我的祖母的确是搭乘过这样一个早期的单一的这个一个很简单的开放式的飞机。
Now the interesting thing is flash forward to 1979.
现在很有趣的是，我们把时间拨到1979年。
Gwen and I had our first baby that year.
我跟我太太有第一个小孩了。
And we wanted my grandmother to come to Denver where we were living and help us take care of her first grandchild.
我们希望我们的祖母能够到我们所在的丹佛市来帮我们照顾我们的第一个小孩。
Sorry, that was great grandchild, not just grandchild.
帮忙来照顾他的曾孙。
But she wouldn't do it.
但是她不愿意来。
She didn't want to get on an airplane.
因为她不想坐飞机。
An airplane today, is not open, it's closed, it's a very smooth ride, incredibly safe way of transportation.
现代的飞机是机舱都是包裹起来的，是飞行也很平稳，是非常安全的。
And we said, Grandma, this is the best and quickest way you could come and see your first great-grandchild.
我们跟祖母讲说，祖母，这个是你坐飞机是你能够看到你的曾孙的最快的一个方式了。
I said, you know that planes fly. You've flown in one before.
你知道，你以前坐过飞机的。
Well, intellectually, she knew that planes flew.
她头脑上是知道飞机会飞。
But she would not trust herself to a modern jet airliner to transport her from Champaign, Illinois to Denver, Colorado.
然而她心里是不愿意相信这个现代的飞机能够很安全的把她从伊利诺州的香槟市带到科罗拉多的丹佛市。
And so salvation is dependent upon our willingness to trust our entire life to Jesus.
救恩就是我们必须要愿意把我们的生命全然的交托在主耶稣的手里。
The third word is confess.
第三个字就是要承认。
Again, Paul writes in Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
保罗在罗马书第十章里面讲说你若口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救。
The Bible talks a lot about confessing Jesus.
圣经里面谈到很多要承认耶稣基督。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 11 we read that at the end of time ultimately everyone will confess that Jesus is Lord.
在以弗所书第二章末了提到在世代的末了一切所有的人都要称耶稣基督为主。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3 we find that you cannot say Jesus is Lord unless the Holy Spirit moves you that way.
在哥林多前书十二章第三节也说，就是说没有， 是被神感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动，没有人能说耶稣基督是主。
Now, that doesn't just mean repeating the words.
这个并不是说就是好像重复讲这些。
Saying that Jesus is Lord, moved by the Holy Spirit, is a commitment to trust Jesus as King.
我们承认耶稣基督是主的时候，我们就是一种承诺，我们愿意相信耶稣基督。
And in Matthew 10:32, Jesus says, "Whoever acknowledges me or confesses me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven."
马太福音第十章三十二节，主耶稣也说，凡在人前认我的，我天上的父面前也必认他。
And so you can see that this idea of confessing Jesus is a very important thing.
所以我们可以看见，这个要承认耶稣基督，这是非常重要的一件事。
And for us as Christians, there's a number of ways in which the scriptures say that we should be confessing Christ as our Lord.
从圣经上来看，我们基督徒有几种方式可以来承认耶稣基督是主。
The first of those is in baptism.
第一个例子就是我们可以借着洗礼来承认耶稣基督。
Baptism is very similar to getting married.
洗礼跟婚礼很类似。
It's completely re-identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ as our Lord.
借着洗礼，我们要重新就是我们要认定我们的身份，我们向耶稣基督认同。
In baptism, Paul writes in Romans 6 that, "Oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life."
保罗在罗马书第六章说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
It says that we were baptized into Christ Jesus.
我们受洗是归入耶稣基督。
Christ means Messiah or King.
基督的意思就是弥赛亚，就是主，就是国王的意思。
And those who are baptized are saying that we are willing to follow Christ through his death, burial, and into resurrection because of who he is as our King.
愿意接受洗礼的人就是要像承认像耶稣基督一样，要像救我死，然后要然后与他一同复活，认耶稣，承认耶稣基督是我们的君王。
And the result of that is a new life.
这样的结果就是我们得到新生命。
A new life lived in relationship to the King.
我们的新生命就是活在我们跟这位至高君王的一个关系上。
The scriptures say we also confess Jesus when we celebrate the Lord's Supper and communion.
我们也可以借着圣餐来承认我们的主耶稣基督。
1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
哥林多前书十一章二十六节说，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Whose death do we proclaim?
我们宣称的是谁的死亡呢？
We proclaim the Lord's death.
我们就是要宣告主耶稣的死。
We confess with our mouths as well.
我们也用我们的嘴来承认。
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:13, "I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak."
哥林多后书第四章十三节说，但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话。我们也信，所以也说话。
One of the last things that Jesus told his disciples before he ascended into heaven, he says, "You will be my witnesses."
主耶稣跟他的门徒所说的最后的几句话之一就是说，你们要在全地为我做见证。
And that's not a suggestion.
这不只是一个建议而已。
And he's not pleading with them to do it.
他也不是在苦苦哀求他们来这样做。
He is basically giving us a command that this is something that will happen if we truly have trusted him.
主耶稣事实上这样说就是在给我们一个命令、如果我们真心的、信靠他的话我们就应该这样去做照他的话去做。
And note that with、regard to the fact that this is missions、week, missions month at the church,、this witness is to be throughout the entire earth.
因为这个月是宣教月所以我要特别强调一下主耶稣要我们做的见证是要向全地做见证世界各地。
And finally, the last way in which we confess Jesus as our Lord is in the way that we live our lives.
最后一种方式我们来可以来承认耶稣基督是我们的主就是借着我们的生活方式生活形态。
First John, we read, If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
约翰一书三章十七到十八节这样说，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们呐，我们相爱。不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Jesus, gives us a warning about this whole thing about confession.
主耶稣已经警告我们关于承认他为主的这件事。
Jesus says in Matthew 7, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter my kingdom, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
主耶稣已经说过凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
It's not just with our mouths that we confess, but it's with our actions that spring forth from the reality of that confession in our lives.
我们不只是在口头上承认耶稣基督就算数而是要从我们的生活中的行动上来确认耶稣基督是我们的主。
There is absolutely nothing that we can do to earn our salvation.
我们是绝对没有办法用我们自己的能力来赚取我们的救恩。
Paul makes that clear in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
请记住以弗所书二章八到十节。
But if we have truly come into a relationship with Jesus as Lord, Ephesians 2:10 says that we are created to do good works which God has prepared before.
在以弗所书第二章第十节说我们如果已经信了主耶稣得到救恩的话我们就是要去做神要我们所神所预备叫我们去做的善事。
The last word is saved.
最后一个重要关键字词我们要来看的就是得救。
And unfortunately, many people use this word and they don't really understand what it means.
很不幸的很多人常常把这个得救放在嘴边但是他们并不是真正了解救恩的实质。
If you read the story of the rich young ruler in Matthew 19, you get a little bit of an idea, though, of the breadth and the width of this concept.
如果你读马太福音十九章关于那位年少又富有的官那你大概可以得到一个概念。
A young man comes to Jesus and says, What good thing must I do to get eternal life?
这位年轻人来到耶稣面前问他说我要做什么善事才能得永生呢?
In other words, he wants to live forever.
换句话说他就是想永远的活着。
And after Jesus speaks with him, the young man goes away sad because he's not willing to follow Jesus as his Lord.
耶稣给他教导以后然而这位年轻人却忧忧愁愁地走开了因为他不能够照着耶稣的话去做。
And Jesus makes the statement, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣就评论说他就发表了这样的言论财主进天国是难的。
The young man had asked about eternal life, but Jesus then equates that with entering the kingdom of God.
这位年轻人他是想问怎样能得永生耶稣就把永生跟进天国是画上等号。
And the disciples then say, they hear what Jesus has to say and they go, Wow, who then can be saved?
耶稣的门徒就很惊异，就说：“那这样谁能进？谁能得救呢？”
So what happens in this passage is that the Lord is showing us that there is a relationship between eternal life, the kingdom of God, and salvation.
在这段经文里面，主耶稣显示我们看到这个三者的关系，就是永生、神的国。
So basically, that when a person becomes a citizen of the kingdom of God, when they commit to follow Jesus as king,
当一个人是承诺要追随主耶稣基督，
they receive eternal life,
他们就进入神的国，得到永生，
and they are saved,
他们也就得救。
Now, it's especially interesting to me that Jesus defines eternal life not just as a quantity of life,but a quality as well.
在我看来很有趣的一件事，就是耶稣在讲永生的时候，并不只是指一个数量上，一个时间上的长短，而且也强调这个是值，这个生命的质量。
Jesus says in John 17:3, "This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
约翰福音十七章第三节这样说：“认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。”
So who is Jesus?
Pardon me?
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣基督呢？
Jesus is King.
耶稣基督是君王。
To know Jesus as King means that you are transferred into the kingdom of God.
你如果认识耶稣基督是君王，你就是被迁移到神的国度里。
And when that happens, that means that you are then saved.
当这发生的时候，也就是说你就得救了。
A.W. Pink was a pastor and a theologian, who lived from 1886 to 1952.
有一位神学家叫做 A.W. 平克，他是19世纪，从1886年到1952年。
And this is what he has to say about salvation.
这一段话是他对于救恩的所说的一段话。
He says, "The nature of Christ's salvation is woefully misrepresented by the present-day evangelist. He announces a savior from hell rather than a savior from sin. And that is why so many are fatally deceived. For there are multitudes who wish to escape from the lake of fire,who have no desire to be delivered from their carnality and worldliness."
很悲哀的是，现今所谓的一些福音派人士，他们错误解释基督救恩的本质。他们宣告一位救主可以救我们脱离地狱，而非正确的指出一位救主可以拯救我们脱离罪恶。这就是为什么许许多多的人致命性的被欺骗。因为有许多的人希望逃离地狱火湖，然而他们却不太希望能从他们的肉体情欲和贪爱世界中被解救出来。
Salvation is not just a spiritual fire insurance policy.
得救，那救恩并不只是说我们属灵上你投一个这个防火险的保险。
But it's a profound experience in which a person is translated from the kingdom of darkness and Satan into the kingdom of God where Jesus is Lord.
救恩的实质是一个人是要从属于撒旦的黑暗的国度被迁移到属神的光明的国度。
And when Jesus is Lord, our lives will be transformed according to his will for each one of us.
耶稣基督是我们的主，我们的生活就会被完全的转变，依照他对我们每一个人的旨意。
When we begin to understand this, then we will begin to understand that we cannot continue to live business as usual.
我们如果了解以上的概念，我们就知道我们不再能够过着跟过去一样千篇一律一切如旧的生活。
I have a friend who worshipped, it was actually 2 weeks ago now, at Northview Church in Indianapolis.
我有一位朋友，他在印第安纳波利斯的北景教会聚会。
It was the 40th anniversary of their church. It started in 1980.
这个教会是从1980年开始，现在有40年了。
They had about 15 or 20 people who were meeting in the living room of a house.
一开始的时候，他们大概就是有十几个、二十最多二十个人，在一个家庭的客厅里面开始聚会。
They now have more than 12,000 members on 6 different campuses throughout Indianapolis.
现在这个教会已经发展有12,000个会友，是有六个聚会的场地。
And on their anniversary, they had 100 baptisms that day.
平均来讲，他们就是有100个洗礼。
And this is something that's not all that unusual because in 2019, they had over 700 people that were baptized.
上个礼拜天有100个，其实这并不是很特别。他们2019年去年的时候，差不多有700个人接受洗礼。
Here is a church and a congregation that over the course of 40 years began to understand what it really meant to serve Jesus as their Lord.
从这个教会的发展，我们的过程这40年中的发展，我们可以看见是如何来侍奉耶稣基督。
And so since then, thousands of people have become Christians and have gone on into the service of the Lord.
从那个时候开始，就已经有数以千计的人，成为基督徒，参加过着教会生活。
But there was one man who gave his testimony that day when he was baptized.
有一位男士在受洗的时候给了这样的一个见证。
He had been sitting in the church for many years.
他在参加那个教会聚会许多年了。
But he said that he one day heard Jesus say, "You need to decide whether or not you're going to follow me because you're not going to have many more chances."
有一天他听到这样的信息，耶稣说，你必须要决定是否要追随我，因为你不会再有许多这样的机会了。
And it motivated him to have his life completely revolutionized and changed.
这样的话语就促使他真的是让他的生命有一个革命性的翻转，一个转变。
Jesus does not call us in the church to do business as usual.
耶稣基督召我们呼召我们得救，并不是让我们过着跟以往一样的生活。
He calls us to his lordship and to service.
他呼召我们要来敬拜他，要来服侍他。
We should have the mentality that goes along with this proverb.
我们应该要有这样的一个心态。
Going to church does not make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you a car.
我们要知道，因为有一个俗语就是这样子说的，我们去教会并不能够让我们成为基督徒，就像我们去一个车库并不能够让我们成为一辆车一样。
The COVID virus is going to make us go beyond the old way of doing things.
这个新冠肺炎将使我们超越过去的做事方法。
And I pray that as we have to rethink how we worship and how we serve, that it will help us to move away from doing business as usual.
我鼓励大家要想到我们现在如何来侍奉，如何来敬拜，都是要超越过去的方法。
You need to find your place in the kingdom.
我们必须要找到我们在天国里面的一个位置。
There are four S's of being a kingdom citizen.
有四个英文字的话是 S 开头，四个字帮助我们来找确认我们在天国里面的地位身份。
Is to recognize that you are a servant of Jesus Christ.
第一就是讲到仆人 servant， 我们是耶稣基督的仆人。
Paul starts every one of his letters by saying, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ."
我们知道保罗他在马可福音书一开始就说耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
That means we do what the king says to do.
我们就做我们的君王吩咐我们要做的事。
The second S is that we are soldiers for the kingdom.
第二个的身份就是军人 soldier. 我们
There's a spiritual war going on that is every bit as intense as World War II was.
现在这个属灵的征战一直在进行，这个是远超过第二次世界大战。
We must prepare ourselves to fight.
我们一定要预备好面对属灵征战。
and to move at the command of our king.
这个也就是要遵守我们的君王的命令。
We are also spokesmen for the kingdom.
我们同时也是天国的发言人大使。
Paul says that we are actually ambassadors for Christ.
保罗说我们都是基督的使者。
And finally, we are sons of the kingdom.
第四种身份就是我们是儿子。
When you become a Christian, your entire identity should change.
当我们成为基督徒，我们的身份是认同，就是完全的改变的。
We become new creations.
我们是成为新造的人。
And this should change our entire lives.
这就会改变我，给我们的生活带来全然的改变。
Jesus says, I tell you the truth, that anyone who trusts me, has faith in me, will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father.
耶稣这样说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
I don't know exactly what this looks like, but it's definitely more than what I'm doing right now.
我并不是能够很确切地知道这指的内涵是什么，但绝对这是比我现在所做的事要更大的事。
But Jesus is saying that we are going to, as his people, do great things for his kingdom.
耶稣说我们属他的人是可以为神的国度做伟大的事情，许多伟大的事。
Paul writes that God is able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask or think, according to his power at work within us.
保罗说，神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。We
need to leave behind business as usual.
我们必须要离开这种一切如常的生，这种心态，这种来过日子。Let's
pray that God will move us beyond the way that we live now to recognize that we are involved in a spiritual war.
让我们一起祷告，来求神帮助我们的生活能够超越我们原来的范围，而能够进入这个属灵的征战。
And let us defeat the enemy as the United States defeated Japan during the Second World War.
让我们来击溃我们的敌人，就好像美国在第二次世界大战中击败了敌军日本。
Amen.
Amen.